Welcome back to Blacker Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back to discuss the sixth episode in the seventh season of Rick and Morty. Rick Fending Your Mort, written by Cody Ziegler, directed by Jacob Hare. This was a bit of a mixed bag of an episode for me. There were a few chuckle moments, but for the most part, there was no cohesion. It was a lot of flashbacking to certain events and then a very petty beef that ended up reflecting back to the last time there was a Morty adventure. And then it kind of fizzled to, yeah, this was kind of a filler episode. We know it was a filler episode. We'll be back next week with more adventures. I feel like that was the gist of this episode. It begins with Morty trying to cheer Rick up, right? Because he's in the garage, he's drinking, which is not uncommon, but he hasn't been interested in going anywhere, having any adventures, because he's still dealing with the emotional fallout of last episode. So I appreciated they took the time to give an emotional fallout, but I thought we would be working more through his own baggage with that. But instead, we are kind of reset to him being pushed over that hump without any help along the way. So eventually it's going to be something he's going to have to confront later on down the line. But they definitely literally, or at least metaphorically, kicked that story down the road. And Morty has all these punch stamp cards of all the adventures that he's owed. Rick calls bullshit and wants an audit, so he goes and grabs an observer who is supposed to be an unbiased person that just shows the evidence, but instead this observer decides to personally get involved in their business. An observer is, for the universe, basically a universal police body cam, but you can't turn it off before you start beating a minority. Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? But because of that, they have a massive ego and feel the need to decide their own judgment, even though that was not the purpose of them being brought into the fold, or being, because he paid them for twice as much as would be the cost. So you just hire them out to do an audit, but this guy was way out of his league. And when Rick and Morty just decide, hey, let's square it up on our own because this dude's a piece of shit and we don't want to deal with him anymore. And Morty's like, I don't even like the way he talks to you. But the observer decides that he doesn't just want to take the money and be done with it. He wants to humiliate them as much as he feels humiliated. So he decides to start playing clips in front of the family. While they were in the garage, the few clips that were funny was when he asked him to get him a Western burger. And he was like, that doesn't count. Why is Rick banned from Carl's Jr. is the real question. Making fun of the times in action movies where they explain the weapon's awesomeness in the face of imminent danger. And they just left old man Whistler. People died, Rick. My all-time favorite. I'm leg, Rick. The way Morty just walked out the door. Hey, to the no, 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 no. starts showing them things they didn't ask to be played, like that time that two bullies went after Morty and he was turned into a boat and they took him out on the ocean and then he transformed back into a person and they went to an island and there was a bond, but then Big Doug done died and I don't know why Big Doug done died. Looks like he got influenza before Rick casually shows up like, we got a hamster situation, leaving the other guy stuck on the island. Because even though they trauma bonded, it did start with you beating me up and triggering this ridiculous way in which my grandpa tries to assist me in life. Because also he gives him a lot of guns to deal with his bullies and that doesn't seem to work out at all. First, the gorilla gun that has a lot of moralistic issues. The first being, why are you giving him a gun to kill gorillas? Why are you using a gorilla gun to go after bullies? And now they're paraplegics. And why would you, Morty, think it was a good idea to turn your bully into a gorilla? The next gun is a bully gun that he uses on himself, Morty, instead of the bully. And death doesn't exist here, or he's been so modified that it doesn't matter. But yeah. He's like, I'm not going to take responsibility for this one, even though he did the gorilla gun. And he goes, here's an actual gun. This is what you point at bullies. Repeat after me. So he takes Jessica on a date and a guy shows up that's a bad guy and he points the gun and out pops Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, this goes back and forth for a while, we learn in their trial. The back and forth between the Observer continues on to the family when they come downstairs just to figure out what the fuck is going on with Space Beth just around. And he decides to shame them because he won't get off their lawn. And one of the clips that I liked the most was when Summer was knocking on the bathroom door and said, Mom, are you drinking in there? No, I'm shitting. Bitch, I know the sound of a toilet lid moving.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
The others did not hit for me is successfully funny because I don't care about farts and I don't care that Summer is mad that she's not hotter than a 7. And for all of the Observer observing things, he didn't see his death coming, which leads to the trial of Rick and Morty for, we don't even know by the end of it, because it becomes a judgment. That's literally what it is, pointing judgment at them for how much they go through life without any morals or consequences. Even though they are appointed an attorney who tries to help them, it's a court-appointed attorney, and we know they all shit. Because nothing is sacred to these two. When they decided to experiment at the pet cemetery, like, let's see if it's gonna fill up our car with gas. But I think the best part was when they said, let's bury this kangaroo from the waist down. Like, what the fuck? Then there's Cherry, a churro that Morty wanted to be best friends with for a day and then realize it's a sentient being. So they abandon it on a planet with fake churros. Why didn't they just drop it in another world? Oh, Rick finding their Space Jam versions of themselves and killing them off. He's like, they welcome death. And he says, I got something that's going to change everything. And he shows them another clip of when he becomes a leg. And the one observer goes, I held onto my tits for nothing. But it turns out that they're just hypocritical people that watch other people suffering and do nothing. And then that person watches them and so on and so forth. And when you want to, you'll make homeless pickles fight each other because money, money, money. And then they're able to get away because the continued theme is people fucking other people's wives because marriage is a scam. There were a lot of memes in this one. Plot twist, the guy in the boat, like that one meme. I actually ended up sending that to my boss's boss went after they sent out the reports and he replied back, I fell out of my chair laughing. Like, oh, okay. I just thought that was an appropriate response to those reports. Definitely not my favorite. It's a little sporadic, but I think it had some funny parts in there. Why the Southern accent? I didn't get why they need, I didn't see who was the voices in here, mainly because it wasn't on Wikipedia and I didn't feel like doing that much research.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
We do have feedback, y'all. Let's get into the mailbag.
Guess who's back?
Hey Christina, it's me, Shy. I am back to give my thoughts on Rick and Morty. Yay! Episode 6. I've missed out on a couple episodes. I don't remember the last time I gave feedback on an episode. Maybe it was episode 3. So it's been a minute, and happy to be back and happy to be in a place, in a mental space to where I'm not tired and not wanting to watch anything. And of course, one of the main shows I wanted to watch now that I'm getting back into it is Rick and Morty, because this is one of my favorite shows, especially, you know, if I want some laughs and some, you know, just silly fun, this is the show that I love watching for that. And so, yeah, and it didn't disappoint. This one was definitely up there with being funny and just quirky and just, you know, taking a topic and just running with it, so to speak. I'm sure there's a lot more symbolism and a lot more to be said about it, but you know me, I'm gonna probably just keep it surface level and, you know, not delve too much into the deep with it, because my brain just doesn't go there too often. When it comes to TV watching, I just love it. This one had me cracking up because it was at the end of the day, it's like, you know, when I think about the observers, the cosmic observers, my first question is, how is it that, you know, apparently they're all seeing beings, yet they don't see what's going on within their own communities? Like, wouldn't y'all be able to know if somebody else is doing wrong or cheating or whatever the case may be? Do they have like are they assigned different spots and then they can't see beyond those spots? And so I'm guessing they're like a camera that you can only see, you know, observe the part of the universe that you're assigned to and not the others because somebody else is assigned to that. I'm guessing that's where they were going with that they don't see all, just the all in the section that they're assigned. So I'm gonna go with that as for why they wouldn't know that, you know, one is cheating on the other if they're all seeing. But it just reminds me of many conversations that I've had over time about the state of our, you know, our country and being observed and, you know, what it all means and who's observing the observers and how much of our lives are being observed and, you know, how much of it we would hope isn't being observed. So there's those types of things, because we have Beth in the bathroom with the wine in the toilet, which is gross, by the way. But it's like, that's such a topic. I know I have a friend that is like really paranoid about these types of things in regards to even the technology in the home, like, was it Siri or, Alexa, all that stuff. 'Cause you know, they gotta be listening all the time in order to, you know, pick up on when you're talking to them, or are we to believe that they're dormant until they hear their name and then all of a sudden, you know, they come to life and say, hey, what's up? So he doesn't buy into that, and he's more like, he doesn't trust that type of stuff. So I didn't have it in his home because he feels like someone is always listening no matter what. And so, yeah. And then of course, this episode reminds me of that, of someone's always watching, especially as our technology continues to advance. There's like, is our conversations being listened to? That has to be the case in order for them to, when I say them, the government, to pick up on certain words, certain things, certain activities, or do they spotlight you and then start listening to your conversations in order to pick up on any terroristic threats and stuff like that goes on in the country? That means they got to be listening, right? So those are the conversations that we have, and it's always fascinating. Then I see, episodes like this where it's like Big Brother is watching at all times. So it doesn't matter what you're doing at any given time, at any given moment. So that's always interesting topic of conversation, is how much of our lives is being recorded, is being observed by observers. In this case, the government. And then we're being judged or whatever the case may be. I thought the summer thing was hilarious as well. And, of course, you know, Rick and Morty, I love their dynamic on, you know, whether or not, you know, he really earned the points. And, of course, Rick has to be extra as hell in order to prove his point. And then it just turns into an adventure. But I did enjoy this one. I think that's all I have to say about it, is that. Look forward to hearing your thoughts and all of that good stuff. So on that note, until next time, much love, peace, and Black Girl Magic, Queen of the Couch, Shy.
Thank you, Shy, for your thoughts on the episode. For someone who isn't thinking too deeply or talking about they're gonna just watch based on a superficial level, you analyze the shit out of this episode far more so than I did. And I'm glad that you seem to have liked it a little bit more than I did as well. Some of the parts that I wasn't necessarily as tickled by. I will say this, I mean, that's a great analogy that you brought up about exactly what this was probably supposed to be about, which makes a lot more sense. I think when it boils down to, I don't give a fuck about who's listening to me. I don't. Like, those types of things don't bother me. Oh, the government said, well, I guess you're going to be pretty damn bored. I mean, if you really, really, really... What if they saw you digging in your... I guess that's what they saw. Okay? I don't think I'm that interesting. So I think unless you're that interesting, you're just thinking that you're special enough that the government would care. So I probably don't have a lot to add to that conversation. So we're like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. We used to watch each other all the time. It's called neighborhoods. Shit, that stuff's still going around. And I think that with the observers, I think everything has a fallacy. There is no perfect system of accountability. That's all bullshit. Which does remind me a little bit of the Russian Republic, because they have the same trust and verify, everyone watches everyone else type of mentality. But like you said, there, everything has the fallacy of keeping secrets or choosing not to see the things that don't matter or don't have an impact on you. So apropos of you to bring some meaning to this episode. And I see you already watched next week's episode. That's amazing. I have not. But if you want to join our conversation for next week's episode, blackercouch@gmail.com. You can leave a comment below. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.